Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's second date update is going to be pretty exciting because it's filled with celebrities.
What? Whoa.
That's right. Kevin is on the phone, and today he wants to do a second date update with a girl named Marianne. And apparently, their first date involved a lot of celebrities.
Really?
Yeah.
How? I want to know.
What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. So I hear your first date was a star-studded affair.
Whoa.
Yeah, definitely.
What'd you do? Like, take her out to some red carpet event or something?
No, my date was just talking about celebrity gossip.
Oh. Well, that is the biggest letdown I've heard today.
It wasn't quite as exciting as I made it sound, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Your email said that you guys talked about celebrities the whole time. Why?
Well, I guess she was really into celebrities. She's really into the Kardashians and all that that's happening. I have no idea what's happening in that world.
So, wait, how did you meet this girl?
We met on Tinder.
Oh.
Okay. And did you have any idea that she was celebrity obsessed before you went out with her?
You know what? Towards the beginning of the date, she was going on about all these celebrities, and I just told her, you know, I'm just not a part of that world. And 5 minutes later, I'm like, Kim Kardashian did what?
It is addictive, I will say. As someone who does a lot of celebrity gossip, man.
Your first date with Marianne was just you two gabbing about celebs?
It's definitely something I never thought I'd end up doing, but it's kind of fun, you know? We went on for like 2 hours, and, you know, I just went on because, you know, I didn't know any of that, so I was asking her who's married to who, who's dating who. I was writing a map on my napkin trying to pick up the dots.
So do you want to do a second date update to go out with her again, or you just need some more celebrity gossip? Just another fix.
No, I wouldn't mind another celebrity update because it's been a couple of days now, but I definitely want to go on a date with her again, too.
Why do you want to go on another date? What did you like about her so much, other than the celebrity stuff?
You know, as much as she could talk, she just never stopped smiling. And I thought that was so great.
That is one of the sweetest things, I think, that anybody's ever said on a second date update. What did the night end like?
Well, I wanted to take her back to my place so I could get on her.
What? What happened to you? Just a second ago, you were melting my heart.
Yeah, I know. I liked her smile a lot, and I was hoping I'd get her back to my place so I could just jump on her back right as we walked in the door.
I was just being honest with you. That's what I wanted to do with it.
Oh, my gosh. So much honesty there.
What did you guys do? So you went out to eat, or where were you when you were talking about all the celebrity stuff?
Yeah, we went out to eat, and, you know, after we ate, I asked her, you know, let's go back to my place.
Yeah.
She said yeah. So
nice.
We went back to my place, and we were hanging out, watching a movie, you know, Netflix and chill. And I said, you know, I'm going to go change in my room. I'll be right back. I come back, and she's gone.
Wait, you pulled the I'm going to change into something more comfortable line?
Well, I was dressed up for the occasion, you know, so I wanted to relax and kick back and dress in more comfortable clothes, you know, and encourage her to do the same thing. I mean, not that she would change it, but I mean, hopefully she would.
Hopefully just get out of the clothes that she was wearing. That's all you wanted.
Yeah.
And then when you walked back out, she was nowhere to be found?
She was literally gone. And the front door was wide open.
Oh, my God. She was kidnapped.
Do you have any idea why she would just jet like that?
I have no clue. Maybe she didn't like the movie.
It was so bad that she ran out of your place.
Yeah, what movie?
Leaving the door open and ran down the street.
Is there any chance that maybe, you know, in the couple moments by herself, she was able to rethink the situation and realize she didn't want to hook up with you?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like a pretty weird thing to do, to just leave.
Did you? I mean, obviously you tried to reach out to her.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as she was gone, I texted her a few times. Like, where did you go? And I just got nothing back.
Nothing. Not one text message.
Literally nothing. It's not a good feeling.
It's like this date didn't even exist.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. It was really weird. Like, no one would know that I went on a date with her and she was gone. And what am I going to tell my friends?
Maybe she was a little celebrity gossip angel that just dropped out of heaven that night to share some updates with you and then leave.
Open up the gossip world for me.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and hopefully find out why she just split from your place that night.
And if I might add, I'd like to get a second date with her so I could get on her.
we'll do our best to help you get on her, okay, bud?
Yeah.
Hang on.
All right, thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.